SRN News. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Holiday travel's about to hit its peak, and airlines are confident they can handle the crowds. But Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says there could be some bad weather around Christmas and New Year's.
FAA is working closely with airlines to plan for that possibility. We get down-to-the-minute weather predictions from National Weather Service meteorologists and use those to inform exact arrival and departure routes across the busiest parts of the U.S. airspace.
Case in point, heavy rains, flooding, and power outages complicating and in some cases threatening to cancel holiday plans for many New Englanders. The aftermath of the pre-Christmas storm left hundreds of thousands in the dark, closed ski resorts, washed out roads, closed bridges. On the other coast, Pacific storm pounding parts of Southern California with heavy rain and street flooding making for a messy start to the holiday travel weekend. National Weather Service says Oxnard, northwest of L.A., got a month's worth of rain in less than an hour. Also at SRNNews.com, former New York City mayor and Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani has filed for bankruptcy after jury orders him to pay $148 million in a defamation case. Lindsay Whitehurst reports filings show Giuliani's listed far more debts than assets.
In his bankruptcy filing, Giuliani listed $153 million worth of existing or potential debts, including the defamation award, money he owes his lawyers, and tax liabilities. Giuliani said his assets, on the other hand, are worth between $1 million and $10 million.
Honda recalling more than 2.5 million vehicles in the U.S. due to a fuel pump defect that can increase risks of engine failure or stalling while driving. The automaker will replace fuel pumps for all vehicles impacted, but in no staggered approach, with the owner notification letters not beginning until February. This is SRN News. A lawsuit filed by the ACLU in Montana challenging the definition of the word sex.
A new Montana law defines the word sex throughout state code as only male or female based on a person's biology at birth. The plaintiffs argued this week that the definition is too narrow. They said it denies legal recognition and protections to transgender, two-spirit, and intersex individuals. The sponsor of the legislation said the definition was needed to clarify from a legal standpoint that the words sex and gender are not interchangeable. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
The family of an elder in a Chinese church says he's been detained and accused of fraud. Christian rights group China Aid says it's part of a larger crackdown by Chinese authorities on house churches or informal churches not registered with the government. Many Chinese say joining a state church means worshiping the supremacy of the Communist Party over God, which they reject. SRN News. Now let's take a look at the Thursday business with Bob Agnew reporting.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose slightly last week.
The Labor Department reports jobless claims were up by 2,000 to 205,000 for the week that ended on December 16th. The four-week average of claims fell by 1,500 to 212,000. While the number of claims increased last week, they still remained at historically low levels despite high interest rates.
That's Jeremy House reporting. Apple has stopped online sales of two popular models of its internet-connected watch in the U.S. That's after losing its latest attempt to untangle a patent dispute that's blocking it from using some of the technology on the device. Both the Apple Watch Series 9 and Ultra 2 became unavailable to order online beginning at 3 p.m. Eastern time today.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.